course, our focus today is on the toppling of Silent Sam, which happened last night at around 9:20 after that statue had been up since 1913. Historic 24 hours here in Chapel Hill. And we are joined now on the air by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. How are you?
Doing well. Got a little bit of a cold.
Yeah.
Maybe too much standing out yesterday.
Standing outside yesterday.
Yeah.
So you were there. You were around at the demonstration.
Yeah, I went to the rally and then over to Silent Sam and finally left about 9 o'clock. So I wasn't there for the historic moment. Leading up to it.
Mm-hmm. And a really significant demonstration leading up to it as well. We had Debbie Stroman on last hour, and she was talking about how striking it was to hear the speeches, hear Maya Little speaking, hear the two students who had committed to wear nooses around their necks until Silent Sam went down. And all of that was prior to knowing what was going to happen in the end. So it's a significant demonstration just prior to the toppling of the statue, and all of those speeches just indicate what a significant thing this was, how meaningful it was in a very negative way for people who had to live around it all the time.
And I say negative in a negative way, but in a positive way. Mm-hmm. I say a negative way because it's a profile and a lack of courage on the part of the Board of Governors and the Chancellor at the university, who had an opportunity just a few weeks ago when they met. I spoke during the public comment section along with 15 others, all of whom except one person spoke against Silent Sam remaining on the campus. And the new chair at first indicated some willingness to at least have a discussion, but by the end of the night that was closed down. And I think really when we look at what this time is, it's a frustration on the part of a town and a community and a student body that for now 50 years, I read one report, national report, that talked about since Charlottesville, and I think it's really important that we keep the context that this has really been an over 50-year struggle to get Silent Sam down. And secondly, I just think it underscores my current mantra that the courage that we need and the foresight and the concern moving forward, I don't think our current legislature is capable of that. And so it underscores my point around voting. And if we want to have a different conversation in this state on Silent Sam and so many other things, whether you're talking about Medicare expansion, teachers' pay, public school funding, taxes, you name it. If we want to have a different conversation, we've got to have a different legislature. Mm-hmm. So I hope this is motivation to folks that frustration boiled over. No one wants to condone activity, but if the laws aren't just, you know, to quote Martin Luther King, we have to take a serious look. And I say to Chapel Hill, we have to decide about the community that we want. And I know that we've got bullies in the state legislature who I understand have threatened the city, the town, around taking any stand affirmatively on this. We have to stand up. It's time for folks who care about these issues to stand up. And Silent Sam is a symbol, true enough, but it's a symbol of what we don't want in our community, I believe. It's the only statue on any University of North Carolina campus, and it doesn't belong there.
Speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP, and a couple of points that you just made are worth pulling out and emphasizing. The first is that, as you said, this has been a 50-year fight with this statue, and those of us who have been kind of following and studying and learning about the history
right.
of this statue as this current debate has been going on, a lot of people go back to 1913 and the dedication ceremony
yes.
and what Julian Carr said, but you're right. Like and the really striking thing is it wasn't just a fight 50 years ago about the statue. The Black student movement comes out with this list of
yes.
demands 50 years ago,
yes.
and they could make the same exact list of
exactly.
demands today, because as much progress as has been made in those 50 years and as much change that we have seen, there is still so much further to go.
Right.
Thing number one and thing number two, and you're exactly right about this, we have to decide the community that we want, and that's something that we have to decide today just as much as yesterday. Yes,
yep.
the statue is down.
Yep.
The statue is a symbol of systemic racism, which is still very present today, so
Absolutely.
That fight goes on.
Absolutely
yeah.
goes on. The other thing I'll note is there's a planned Poor People's Campaign action on Saturday here in Chapel Hill. It was planned before yesterday occurred, really to try to spread the message of the Poor People's Campaign, be doing some canvassing around town, and where it's thought that the Reverend William Barber will be here, and that this is going to be part of the AM Joy Show. So that'll be going on Saturday. But again, Silent Sam is a symbol of everything that the Poor People's Campaign is fighting against. And so the symbol's down, the situations, the issues, the inequities, the disparities, the cruelty, our theme for this election season, defeat, hate, vote, I think is what we have to say, and it we have to change if we want to have a changed conversation.
Yeah, and getting out to the polls and voting is just as important now as it ever has been. Speaking with Anna Richards, you mentioned the Poor People's Campaign event is going to be on Saturday. When and where, if people want to get involved?
Canvassing is going to take place between 1 and 3
mm-hmm.
In the Northside neighborhood. The speak out and some training will happen beginning around 11:30 at First Baptist Church in North Chapel Hill.
Yep. All right. Speaking again with Anna Richards. So Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information on upcoming events, including that event Saturday, beginning at 11:30 at First Baptist Church. Other things coming up that people ought to know about?
Well, as you know, the Monuments Commission is meeting tomorrow in Raleigh, not on Sam, but this was a previously scheduled meeting. And they're going to be talking about three monuments that are currently are in Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll get an indication of what the way forward is in terms of their thinking on Sam. I do want to lift up, and there'll be lots more information coming on this in September. We're hosting a conversation at Town Hall looking at sentencing. And so I want to kind of alert everyone to that. Also, we are really focused on early voting,
mm-hmm.
and we are organizing, along with the Northern Orange chapter of the NAACP, a early vote Sunday, Souls to the Polls, on Sunday, October 21st, a couple days after early voting starts, encouraging as many people as possible to vote on that Sunday. Sunday voting was a hard-fought battle, and we need to demonstrate that it's worthwhile for us to have Sunday voting. So more to come there. We're looking at the site in Carborough, in Chapel Hill, and in the Northern Orange area, at least one site in each one of those, where we're going to make it an event, a fun thing with gospel choirs and food, and folks come early, listen to music, eat, and then vote.
Awesome. I want to wrap up by going back to Silent Sam one more time. So we talked about this last hour with Debbie Stroman and Mia Burris, but I want to ask you, too, the site is still there. The statue's down, it's gone, but the location is what it is. There's still a pedestal there. What do you think should happen there now?
So I was amazed the first time I realized that the picnic table not far from Silent Sam was the monument to African Americans who had worked to create the university.
Mm-hmm.
It's shameful. Literally, family with their picnic basket, little kids. I mean, it was their destination to have a picnic. And students are arrested for even touching Sam. The irony of that, I think, speaks for itself, but I think there should be a way to have history with honor, to have peace with honor, to honor those who in a real sense made sacrifices. So I would hope that our community, that the university takes this opportunity to move forward in a positive way to memorialize the struggle. And one of the things that was said yesterday, there was a murder on campus. Tate is the last name, and I'm old and I forgot the first name.
James was
yes,
that
James
word? Yeah,
James Tate. It was suggested that perhaps a memorial to his spilt blood, which mm-hmm. was on that campus, might be fitting. A forward-thinking thing to do would be to call the university and the community together and say, what should we do and how should we move forward and have that positive conversation? Mm-hmm. I'm not hopeful that that's going to happen, but maybe it
would be the right thing to do.
It would be the right thing to do.
Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information on the local chapter as well as upcoming events. And don't forget the Poor People's Campaign Saturday beginning at 11:30 at First Baptist Church near downtown. Honor Richards, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.